time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Julie Rozier. She is with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments and their Circles program. She's got a big announcement that she wants to make. She's got funding that's coming through. We're going to talk about what the Circles program is and what this is going to do for the community. Julie, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it, too.
So let's start off with what the Circles program is.
So Circles is an initiative that Southeastern AOG is doing, and what it does is it helps support families that are living in poverty and helps to move them to stability. So the Circle participants they make a commitment to Circles, and through that they become a leader. And the reason for that is they pretty much lead their way out of poverty. We have weekly meetings that we get together where we have dinner every week. We do different classes on asset building, budgets, creating a savings, how to understand, read and understand your credit report and improve it, healthy relationships, we use soft skills training, amongst many more things. And the great thing is that children are welcome to come every week as they break away and they learn a little bit about what their mom or dad are learning about as well. So we're very excited about that.
Well, and you know, I think that's one thing that really is not touched upon a lot in schools is, you know, how to set a budget and things like that.
I agree. It's not touched up a lot in schools, and it's something that's so critical in our communities every day. And if you don't have those tools and resources, oftentimes you are stuck. And that's something that we work with our families, our Circle participants, to help give them those tools and resources so they can navigate their way out of poverty. And of course, that's also, it takes the community, the support of the community to participate in this as well.
Very good, very good. Now, when are you guys going to open the window as far as looking for volunteers and people to take part in the Circles program?
So we're actively looking for volunteers right now. And volunteers are everywhere from, we need allies, and allies are the individuals that we ask to come to a couple of the meetings per month to sit with their Circle participants and go over their SMART goals, different things. They're just kind of a support system to be there. We're looking for resource team volunteers. And part of that, too, is that if you already have a service, you can be on the resource team. It's just trying to help guide and direct those Circle leaders to the resources that they need. And we're also looking for Big View participants. And the Big View volunteers they work with the Circle leaders to help change systemic barriers and policies that lock people in poverty.
Okay, so if anyone is interested in these programs, how do they get in touch with, or who do they get in touch with, and what do they need to do?
So if they're interested in this or have any questions at all, they're welcome to contact me at any time. My direct phone number is 435-613-0065, and that's probably one of the best ways to get a hold of me. And then I can either have a conversation with them or just explain it a little bit further. And I'm happy to talk to any groups, come and do different presentations to groups, community members, just to get the word out there.
Okay, and when are you looking to start the classes and everything?
So right now with COVID-19, we're still doing our weekly meetings, but we're doing them through Zoom every week. But we're hoping to get a new Circles group started shortly after, maybe July, end of July, 1st of August.
Are you going under the impression that you'll probably still be doing Zoom meetings at that time, or hoping, of course, that you can be face-to-face by then?
Exactly. That's something we're still kind of waiting for some directive on and just kind of seeing how this plays out. But in the meantime, this is just a great time to try to get volunteers, support, and participants who really want to work on building up their social capital and moving that needle in poverty. And one of the things that I love, too, Dave, about Circles is that it doesn't manage poverty. Circles helps to end poverty and get families out of poverty.
So once again, we're speaking with Julie Rozier with the Southeastern Association of Local Governments and the Circles program. Let's give them the heads up on it one more time. Give them an idea of what Circles is all about and who they need to get in touch if they want to be a part of this, Julie.
Sure. So the Circle program supports families from poverty to stability, and we have weekly meetings where we have dinner. Child care is provided as well. And we work on everything from healthy relationships, creating and following budgets, creating a savings account and making deposits, understanding credit and improving it, soft skills training, just all of the skills and tools that are needed to obtain higher employment. And we've had a lot of amazing success from Circles. We've had a lot of people who've completely graduated and have reached economic stability. So we're looking for participants who would like to join Circles. And we're also looking for volunteers and allies who would work with the Circle participants, and also community team volunteer members to work with different resource teams within Circles.
Okay, and they need to get in touch with you. One more time with that phone number, Julie.
It is 435-613-0065.
Julie, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today, and thank you for putting this all together, because as you said, it's going to take the entire community to take care of this situation.
Absolutely.
All right. Julie Rozier with the Southeastern Association of Local Governments. Thanks for taking out the time today. We appreciate you, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much, Dave.
Absolutely. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com.